time.
It's time for the OTH Daily Podcast.
7654321.
You'll never have the sacred stone.
Oh, this you crazy mother.
Good morning, and welcome to the OTH Daily Podcast. I'm the man behind the mic, Christian S. Rao, and today is January 17th, 2020. It's Friday. It's about to be the weekend. We're about to get you through your work week and on to a fantastic weekend of sports. We have a great episode for you today. We're going to discuss AFC-NFC Championship previews with Ed Stang. We also are going to discuss UFC 246 as that's happening this weekend, and so much more. I hope you guys enjoy this episode, and without further ado, let's get started. Edward Stang is a senior writer for the NFL OTH department. You can find him on Twitter at Ed Stang. Hey Ed, how you doing? Happy Friday. Welcome back to OTH Daily. We got a great episode to talk about. Hey, AFC, NFC Championship coming up. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How's your week been?
It's been good. It's been good. It's been busy, but it's finally coming to an end. Like, you know, most of our listeners, the work week is coming to an end, and playoff weekend is here. Championship weekend is here for the NFL, and I'm excited to talk about it. But first, we have one set of business to cover first, and that's your Cleveland Browns. I know we talked about, you know, earlier in the week, about Stefanski, your new head coach. The press conference came out later on in the week. I haven't had a chance to have you on to discuss it. I just want to hear a little bit about how you feel about the first time actually hearing him talk as your official new head coach in Cleveland.
You know, over the years, you're kind of like, you're over the whole press conference thing, and did they win it? Did they lose it? All that kind of human nature that comes into it. And with all the changeover that Cleveland's had over pretty much the last, we'll call it 4 or 5 years, press conferences really in the grand scheme don't mean a whole lot about what happens for the season. But I will definitely say one thing. I was very impressed by Stefanski and how he spoke, what he spoke about. The biggest thing with last year with Freddie Kitchens was about who was calling plays, and he was pretty kind of headstrong on the fact that he was going to call them, period, in the story. And it was a story that went the whole year. But the one thing I liked with what he said was, you know what, if the best thing for the team is for me to call plays or somebody else, we're going to do what's best for the team. So I liked that outlook on the whole aspect, that he's not coming in there being headstrong about, no, I was hired because I was offensive coordinator. I'm calling the plays. So I liked that kind of openness that was going to be best for the team.
It looks like just intentionally, just with this hire alone, there's going to be a major culture shift in the Cleveland Browns organization. And with all of the big egos on the team, like Baker Mayfield and OBJ, it needs to happen. So it's going to be really interesting to see how it pans out. But I agree with you. I really did enjoy the press conference as well. That's really why I wanted to get your take on it. But I'm really excited. 6-10 last year was your season. I know it's way too early to tell, but do you see an improvement of next year? I will ask for a record. I just want to know, do you see an improvement from 6-10 next year?
I think we will, because I'm going to kind of go back to what happened like Shanahan's first year with the Niners when they finally brought over Garoppolo. But I think it's all about the scheme. The scheme is what's going to make this team succeed, and I like his outlook on getting the ball into the playmakers' hands and being aggressive, but he runs a zone scheme style offense. So if you really look at how the Minnesota Vikings played on offense this year, they were an elite squad, and that's – I said it a little bit when we talked on last week I think Baker's a better quarterback than Cousins is, and he's a little bit more athletic. And I think this scheme's going to work wonders for him and his confidence. I think you're going to see the rookie season Baker come back for his third year.
I'm here with Ed Stang on a Friday morning. We're almost to the weekend. Writer for Overtime Heroics. Hey, Ed, we're finally here. It's championship weekend.
Championship. Let's do this.
AFC Championship, NFC Championship. We're down to the final four teams. Who's going to the big dance? Let's start with the AFC side. And we have a six seed, the Tennessee Titans. First time since 2010, New York Jets, that a six seed is in a championship game. And they're going to head to Kansas City. And we already know, we talked about on Monday how crazy that Kansas City game was against Houston. 51-31 final. The complete, absolute running game of Derrick Henry for the Titans, averaging over 185 yards per game in his last three games rushing. Absolutely insane. The resurrection of the career of Ryan Tannehill. It's going to be a fantastic football game. And I know what we always talk about weather, especially this time of the year, but weather will take a big part in this football game. What is your take on the AFC Championship game this Sunday?
This is, I think, going to be a pretty darn good game just because Tennessee is going to come in and try and play their A game, which is run the ball with what they've done three games in a row now. And they've done it against really good football teams. And it started when they had the game against Houston, and then they went in and did it to the Patriots. And then they came back and did it again. So I look forward to them to try to keep the ball away from Kansas City as best they can. They're going to manage the clock. They're going to grind it out and just kind of hold on to the ball. This way, they're going to play a little bit of that keep away aspect, which if the Kansas City offense is not on the field, they can't score.
Imagine this real quick. Let's just say the Titans win this football game. Think about who they beat to get to the Super Bowl. Wild card weekend, they beat the New England Patriots. Divisional round, they beat the Baltimore Ravens. And then if they win on Sunday, they beat the Kansas City Chiefs. All three teams were teams that people thought were going to be Super Bowl bound or favorites. No one thought about Tennessee. Tennessee wasn't even in the playoff contention until week 16. And there's an opportunity that they might be playing in Miami in the first week of February. How crazy is that? And how crazy is it that their starting quarterback is Ryan Tannehill, probably the most undermined quarterback since Trent Dilfer back in the early 2000s.
Exactly. I mean, it will be definitely crazy, the road that Tennessee has gone through this year. I mean, they've beat some really elite teams in the AFC, but I think they've played their game, but I think they're really showing that this team is led by one hell of a coach. Mike Vrabel has really shown his talent this year, and it's really come out with his players on the field. It kind of be interesting too, because it be a homecoming for Tannehill a little bit, because the game's in Miami. He started his career in Miami, and now he's getting to play a Super Bowl in Miami. So that would be kind of crazy if they did pull off the upset.
That'd be very ironic, and it would be crazy. You're absolutely correct. All right, I got to ask you. You know what? Actually, we'll wait until the end. We'll wait until the very end for that one. Let's switch over to the NFC and let's talk about that football game. We don't really have any we don't have many underdogs in this one. This is 1-2. This is the San Francisco 49ers hosting the Green Bay Packers. This one is going to be an absolute electric game. Aaron Rodgers looked great against the Seattle Seahawks last week. The 49ers played absolutely lights out against Minnesota. Jimmy Garoppolo played great. That San Francisco defense was absolutely stunning. Nick Bosa is really showing why he deserves to be Defensive Rookie of the Year, in my opinion. And he does not look like a rookie out there, especially in the playoffs. This game's going to be really good. And the fact that it's in San Francisco, I think, might help them 49ers. I think that gives them the advantage in this case for sure. Your thoughts on this game? I'm more excited for this game than the AFC Championship game. I think this one's going to be a blast.
I agree on this one. I'm definitely looking forward to this game a lot, because a little bit, I've always followed Green Bay. just kind of because of regionality aspect, especially when I had no Cleveland Browns for 3 years. So I kind of made that shift a little bit. I was paying attention to the Green Bay Packers a lot. But at that time, too, they also had Brett Favre. So I was always really kind of a second team. I'd watch Green Bay and always pay attention to what they were doing. I think this is going to come down to which defense can stop the offense. It depends on what Mike Pettine can come up with to stop that running attack of the Niners. Their running attack is lethal. I mean, they're averaging 144 yards rushing a game this year. Passing between the two teams is fairly flat, but once again, the defense in turnovers, whoever makes the least amount of mistakes is going to come away with the win. And I think Green Bay could pull the upset, but it's going to rest mostly on obviously Aaron Rodgers. But if they can get that running game going, then that means play action opens up and they can start picking on some people in that defensive secondary of the Niners.
I agree with you 100%. And it's really crazy seeing two young and technically inexperienced coaches for the NFC representing that conference in the championship game. When you look at Matt LaFleur and Shanahan, really impressive in that case. But here it is. It's time. It's time, Ed. We're going to do it. We're going to predict who goes to the Super Bowl. And, you know, you got a good chance of picking the right ones this time. There's only two wrong answers out of four. All right. So this isn't week one where you have a 1-32 shot. This is the 1-4 shot. So let's start off with the AFC championship game. We have the Tennessee Titans heading to Kansas City to face the Chiefs. As we said, this game's going to be electric. Derrick Henry, Patrick Mahomes, Ryan Tannehill, Tyreek Hill. Is Andy Reid get the chance to go for another Super Bowl and possibly win one for Kansas City?
I'm going to play a little bit of chalk here on this one. I like the Chiefs to win this game. I think the Cinderella story of the Titans is just going to come up a little bit short in this game.
All right, there you have it. I will say one thing. This is the first time that Tennessee has won multiple playoff games since 1999. And you know what happened in 99? Tennessee Titans were in the Super Bowl. They did lose it, but they were in the Super Bowl. I'm going to agree with you, though. I think the Kansas City Chiefs win this football game. Andy Reid gets his opportunity to go for another Super Bowl. And who knows if he gets that. We'll talk about that on Monday if he makes it, if we believe that he can win that football game. But I got the Kansas City Chiefs heading to the Super Bowl. I agree with you as well. Let's switch over. Let's talk about the NFC side. And this one, to me, is a lot harder to pick because both these teams line up and they compare greatly on each side. I think San Francisco might beat them a little bit more on the defensive side. And I think Green Bay is a little better on the offense. Some people might tend to disagree with both those statements. That's just how I feel. But I'd love to hear your thought here. Who's going to win this football game in San Francisco? Does Jimmy G take them to the Super Bowl? Or does Rodgers get another chance to get another ring?
I agree with a lot of what you just said right there. I think the Niners do have the better defense, but the Packers have the better offense, and that's just because of experience with Rodgers. But I kind of just going to go, I think the Niners will win this game. Saleh has come up with wonderful game plans on defense, and he's been able to shut people down. So if he can make the Packers one-dimensional and start making LaFleur kind of struggle with his play calling because he gets frustrated, I think you'll see the 49ers kind of pull this away, and they're going to hold on and win this game and going to represent the NFC.
All right, well, there you have it. Ed has the Chiefs and the Niners in the Super Bowl at the beginning of February. I'm torn between both these teams. And because you picked the 49ers, I'm going to go the complete opposite. I'm going to go with the Green Bay Packers. And that's you basically helped me choose. I was going to pick whoever you didn't pick in this case because because I love both teams, and I think it could go either way. But we got to have some kind of change, right? And if you look at it, Aaron Rodgers can really win this thing. You can't count him out. And especially how he's looked in the playoffs this year, especially how Adams has looked in the playoffs this year. He had two receiving touchdowns last week. I'm not sure if San Francisco is going to be able to shut him down. Now, they have great cornerbacks, don't get me wrong, and Richard Sherman is absolutely an amazing cornerback, 38 interceptions, and he's just lights out in the playoffs. We've seen that even this season, as old as he is. But I like the chances of the Green Bay here, although I would not be surprised. As I said, I'm torn, but I'm taking the Green Bay Packers. So I got to have some kind of difference with you. Maybe we can shoot some beef on Monday when we talk about this game. But there you have it. I'm taking the Kansas City Chiefs versus the Green Bay Packers. I'm really excited for this week, if you can't tell. It's going to be a great, fantastic football. It's so good. And I think I'm really excited for Andy Reid. That's who I'm really excited for. I was really bummed last week when they were down 21-0, having, you know, just knowing that he hasn't had that opportunity. I think he's just such a well-respected coach. He doesn't get the credit he deserves. So if he gets the opportunity to go to the Super Bowl with Patrick Mahomes and an electric offense like the Kansas City Chiefs, I love his chances. How about you?
Yeah, I agree. I'm kind of pulling for Reid as well. I think he's a great coach. I respect him highly. I think also, too, though, the Packers are going to come out. Devontae Adams, I'll almost guarantee it. I bet you will almost never line up on the same side Sherman is. They're going to put him opposite side of the field, or he's going to be in the slot. I don't think you'll see Sherman on Devontae Adams a whole lot at all.
I agree with you. That's probably the case. And that's probably the perfect strategy for Green Bay. And you'd have to assume that the San Francisco 49ers think that's going to happen too. So they probably have something to counter that. So we'll see what happens. But that's definitely going to be something to pay attention to. Monday, we'll have to talk about that. We'll have to talk about how many times we saw Adams on Sherman during that game and how big of a factor that was. But Ed, as always, thanks for stopping by. Love to have you on. And I can't wait. I can't wait to talk about this on Monday, because we're going to have two people heading to the Super Bowl. It's finally going to happen. We're going to have our first Super Bowl champion of the decade. A new dynasty could be made. Could be a new dynasty of the decade.
Quite possible.
It's a possibility. All right, Ed, thanks for stopping by, and I'll see you back here on Monday morning.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me, and I'll see you Monday.
Joe Dunn is a contributor for MMA OTH. You can find him on Twitter at The Last Warder.
Hey, Joe, how you doing? And welcome to the OTH Daily Podcast.
Thanks, mate. How are you doing?
Very good. Very good. Something that we have not yet to bring on the OTH Daily, and I'm finally happy we get to, is we talk about MMA. We're going to talk about the UFC, and this weekend it's going to be a great one. We have UFC 246, McGregor versus Cowboy Cerrone. It's going to be a great matchup. We have 12 fights coming up this weekend, and all between ESPN Plus, ESPN, and obviously the pay-per-view. I want to talk about the big matches with you, Joe. And I really want to start off with the third match in there, and that's the Olenek and Green and Marcus Green. Alexei Olenek, 57-13-1. Against Marcus Green, who's 8-4. Obviously, there's a big difference in experience there. Huge. I'd love to hear your take on this one as we start off talking about UFC 246.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a good fight. Olenek is just coming off a grappling competition where he got submitted by Gordon Ryan via knee bar. So look out for his knee. Maybe he's still, you know, got a bit of an injury. Green, I think he was on the Ultimate Fighter, wasn't he? He was coached by Whittaker and Gastelum. Still a bit green. I think Olenek might be able to pull him off with a couple of submissions, sneaky submissions here and there. It's going to be a good fight. It's going to be a good fight.
You had to put down your prediction on this fight. Obviously, Olenek has a lot of the experience. And Green has about a half an inch reach on him. But other than that, it's a pretty even bout when it comes to the statistics. Your thoughts on this prediction-wise?
I think it's going to be – I think the stand-up should be pretty even. I do see Olenek having more experience on the ground, so I'm going to go Olenek, by submission.
Ooh, that's a good one. I like that, even by submission. I like that not even you're predicting who's going to win, you're predicting what it's by. I like that. So there you go. Our first ever OTH Daily prediction for MMA. You have it right there. All right, so next we have the main event for the women's, and it'll be the co-main event, the women's bantamweight here in Holly Holm, 12-5. A lot of people know her here for the, you know, kind of putting Ronda Rousey on the map a few years back against Raquel Pennington. And this is another great matchup. This card is stacked, and I think this one's really going to be a very exciting bout. Your thoughts on this one as we continue through UFC 246?
You know, I think this is a very interesting matchup, kind of a segue matchup for Holly Holm, if you like. I think she's coming off a really hard place in her career, obviously been finished by the best fighter of all time in Amanda Nunes. Raquel Pennington, tough, a lot younger. Similar experience, having faced a former champion, Amisha Tate herself, great hands. I do see her home obviously having the kicking advantage and the footwork advantage. If it goes the distance, I could imagine Holly Holm kind of winning a comfortable decision. It just depends on if she can really kind of, you know, avoid those hand exchanges, I feel it personally. So interesting fight, but more favored to Holm's style, I reckon.
I agree. I think Holm definitely has a little more of the advantage here. She does have the advantage when it comes to height by an inch and also reach by about an inch and a half. But they're both obviously at the bantamweight sitting at 135. It's going to be a really interesting one. You said Holm's got the advantage. So is that your prediction? What do you got as a prediction for match two here as before we get into the really anticipated main event between Connor and Cowboy?
Yeah, I think Holly Holm is going to be using that side to side, you know, lateral movement footwork, side kicks, and just kicks to keep her at bay. So I'm going to go Holm by decision.
All right, Holmes by decision. That's a good one. I like that too. She is the favorite if you're going to be betting, and I should have brought it back over to back into match three. Actually, Maurice Green, is the favorite in that one. So you've got one underdog and you got one favorite right now. So if you're working a parlay, you're doing pretty good. So here we go for the main event. This is the biggest one of the year so far. A great way to start off the decade for the UFC. And that's Cowboy Donald Cerrone taking on Conor McGregor. Conor McGregor, 21-4. And he's taking on Donald Cerrone, 36-13 for the welterweight main event. It's going to be a fantastic one. First, before we get into the fight, what about the hype of this matchup? There's been so much hype throughout the last few weeks, even you could say months. Your thoughts on the hype before we actually get into talking about the fight?
You know, I think it's kind of interesting. From perspective of I'm a man who lives in the UK, I've not seen too much of it over here. I know there's been a lot of it over in the US because he's a very popular, the most popular fighter, I think, in mixed martial arts. How could you not love this one? It's two exciting strikers. I think it's a very different fight for McGregor than he would usually take, which I think is why it's so anticipated, because you know exactly what both of them are going to do. And I think that's why everyone's kind of getting into it.
Looking at the fight, not only is this fight going to be a very good matchup, Cerrone has a couple inches on Conor McGregor. Conor McGregor only 5'9", but he fights a lot bigger than he actually is.
Oh yeah.
But when you look at these two fighters, there is a lot of differences, but then again, a lot of similarities of how they can play and how they can fight. I really like this matchup. I'm personally going with Cowboy in this one. I know a lot of people don't like that, so I'm saying it now. I'm putting my hot take out there. But your thoughts on this fight as a whole, and then obviously I'd like to end with your prediction for UFC 246, Conor McGregor versus Cowboy Cerrone.
You know, Christian, I think this is a really interesting matchup for Cerrone and McGregor. I don't know if you looked at a couple months ago where Henry Cejudo fought Marlon Moraes. I feel like this matchup has a lot of similarities to that bout. You look at Cowboy, his best weapons are his kicks. He has a lot of head kick knockouts, a lot of fantastic, you know, range kicks. Conor McGregor, as we all know, has a lot more knockouts by his that heavy left hand. And I feel like this bout is going to be, the winner of this bout will be really, the key is to be who can control that range. If it's in the punching range, Conor McGregor is going to be dominating. If it's a kicking range, I think Cowboy can take it. In terms of jiu-jitsu and takedowns, I think Cowboy does have the edge here, being a black belt in Brazilian jiu-jitsu. He doesn't really shoot much, so I don't think we will see much of that. I think McGregor's defense has gotten way improved since his fight with Chad Mendes and even Khabib, the champion at lightweight. Very interesting in terms of like the height. Cowboy's obviously fought and had success at welterweight against welterweights, McGregor not so much. It's an interesting one. It's just an interesting fight overall. I'm very excited to watch this one. It's going to be good to see McGregor back. Good to see Cowboy getting the praise that I think he deserves as well. It's going to be a good fight.
So if you had to go with one prediction, I'm going to put you on the spot before we end here. Who are you taking to win in Las Vegas here in the T-Mobile Arena, Cowboy or McGregor?
I'm sorry, I'm going to have to hurt you. I think McGregor's going to take it. I think he's going to get a KO in the first two rounds, to be honest. There's a lot of things, I think, kind of pulling this fight towards McGregor's way, including, I think, a new change of style. He's looking to be a lot more boxing-centered than he was before. And I think that might just be what he needs to kind of take this one.
I love it. And as you know, Conor McGregor is the favorite in this one by a pretty decent spread. Oh, yeah. And you can start off by watching UFC 246 if you have ESPN+. Starts at 6:30 Eastern time. And the prelims will happen on ESPN starting 8 o'clock Eastern. And the main event, the main card, is on pay-per-view, 10 o'clock Eastern. Joe, thanks for stopping by.
No problem.
And, hey, make sure that you guys check out OTH MMA. Check out all of our content. You can check them out at MMA_OTH on Twitter. And, Joe, I hope to have you on again soon as we discuss more UFC in the future. This is going to be a great year for MMA. I'm really looking forward to it. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Have a great day, guys. Thank you.
And that'll do it for the OTH Daily Podcast for January 17th, 2020. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and I hope it got you ready for the weekend of sports. I hope you guys have a great weekend. I hope you guys have a safe weekend. And I can't wait to see you guys back here Monday morning as we get ready for a brand new week here at the OTH Daily. Take care now.
Thanks for listening. Tune in weekdays right here at the OTH Daily Podcast.